with Noah.
It's a gassy episode of the Cafeteria Man. Oh my God! Wow, I gotta open the door in here. Jesus H.
That your door and your little sound phone booth thing just sounds like a classic haunted house door.
There it is.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, that's the. That's very similar. That's the sound of the doors on the original Resident Evil game.
I was gonna say Thriller. I was gonna say maybe Thriller, but yeah, that's good.
No. I was gonna say, do you have Frank Caliendo in the studio there with you, Johnny? Is he making noises over there?
When I open the door, I have to do my best Vincent Price. I open the door in my booth and I say, "In the darkness of night."
Yeah. Do you have your own? What is it? A Foley artist?
What is that? This
Matt Foley.
Matt Foley, the artist.
Living in a van.
What wasn't that the name of the? I think they were called Foley artists, like back in the day with like radio sound dramas who did like all the
today.
Sound, thunder and all that. And they would use like the metal sheets.
You see like a live radio drama where they do live sound effects and stuff. Yeah. I want to see like an improv version of that where you have to like, and then he walked down the steps covered in light bulbs.
That was a game they played on Whose Line Is It Anyway a lot.
Oh, I never heard of that.
But what they would do, it's a pretty popular show.
Who's and Wayne
Brady? There's a robot. Wait till you watch Rocky Horror. Where the premise would be, two of the actual improvers would be acting the scene, and they would pull two randos from the audience to do the sound effects.
Yeah.
And the humor was they were really bad at it.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, oh, and then the cat was there. They'd be like,
woof,
like,
woof.
Yeah, that would be the, but you know, the improvers would be setting them up for making these elaborate sounds, and they couldn't do them. And it was hijinxical.
I knew a comic who his closer was bringing someone up on stage, and what was it? He let them be his arms.
And yeah, like, I've seen that a bunch of times.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking brilliant. Not realizing he just stole it as an improv game, and that was his
It's called Helping Hands.
Is his name Eric?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember if I blanked it to you.
Yeah. But,
I didn't think you knew him. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I've told you guys this. I had an idea once to do that on stage. Where I would, it would go one of two ways.
Yeah.
So number one, I would bring someone on stage to be like, you know, I think it'd be really fun if we played Helping Hands, with the implication that like they were coming up there thinking they were going to be my hands, but then I was their hands instead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or do the other way where the person in the audience is my hands, but instead of doing whatever the scene is, I'm just so wowed by having arms for the first time that I'm just like, holy shit, this is amazing. I can touch anything.
You're looking around, you're like, look at my reach, a Dunkaroos.
that's all it would be.
I walked in and then I started jerking myself off.
Yeah.
You picked the hottest person in the room, man or woman.
Yeah.
And that you've seen 8 shows and it all ends with you jerking yourself off.
Ah, then I walked in and I gave myself a ferocious hand tugger.
Faster.
They were fucking. They
faster.
Faster. I came comically.
I cream pider.
I came like Blank Man.
Is that Ryan Niemiller or one of those things outside of a car lot? I can't tell.
He calls himself the Squeegee, and you should see how he finishes his show.
He sells squeegees after the show.
It's come, Johnny.
He's squeegees and raincoats are his. That's his merch.
Squeegees and raincoats is my emo album from 1989.
Nice,
man. That was stuck in my Honda for 2 years. I love that album.
Squeegees and raincoats, almost as good as the Hand Turkey or whatever the fuck your album was called, Brent.
Mr. Turkey.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Turkey.
Yeah, the Hand Turkey. That's what it's called.
You mean this album right here?
Hold on a second.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Is that an unopened album? Are you saving it for down the road?
I'm hoping that Brent gets like famous, not the bullshit famous that he is now.
Yeah,
I'm talking like famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing it probably won't be through comedy. It'll be eventually when he kills a man.
Well,
like it'll be some kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I got this at the album release party that I also performed at.
Almost that had to be 10 years ago, I think.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ. It says recorded December 2014 at Crackers.
So it might have been a year or two after
that. Released 2015, yeah.
Man. Ah,
damn.
Brent Terhune, he's a good man. And thorough.
Yeah. I do all those jokes still. No.
Yeah.
I don't.
You did forget to thank me in the notes there. Yeah.
That's kind of disappointed he didn't thank me, even though we did not yet meet yet. But I think
You did thank Dave Stroop.
Yeah. He's helped me out.
Yeah. Matt Clemens.
Yep.
That old redheaded
life gives you Clemens.
Yeah. Brett fucking Matt Holt. Now I'm offended that you think Matt Holt's on the top line. Matt Holt is the first not related to you.
Wow.
Person on this list. Fuck Matt Holt. And yeah. Fuck you.
I like that you keep that within reach of everything.
Yeah.
I'll give you the honest reason why. So I was going through
coaster. You were looking for a coaster for your beverages.
Yeah. Come on. Do I look like the type of guy who uses a coaster?
No.
Fuck you.
No, you know.
I had like a box of stuff that I was going through to throw a lot of stuff away.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to throw away your album, but I don't really have any other CDs or anything. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just need to put it somewhere. And it's it's just lived in the top drawer of my desk here.
I like that. You know, you don't have any other CDs, but yet if you turn slightly to your left, you have at least two fucking shelves full of discs.
Yeah. Tons.
So, yeah, what else is in that drawer besides the album?
I got some screen cleaner.
Okay.
Well, you're at the computer. We know you need that.
Yeah, with the cum. Here's my VIP.
Yeah, with the cum. Anyway.
my VIP badge from when I was a presenter and performer at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
And that's a Jason mask right there,
yeah,
right?
That's the Jason mask from the Friday the 13th, the terrible NES game.
Or as we call it, a Terhune jeans creamer right there.
Yeah,
I have that figure right over there. You can't see it. But
no, well,
I have I showed the Patreon, the patrons this before.
Oh.
I had a fan, if I can get a hold of it.
Is it the kind that you plug in? One of those fans?
That I fuck. No, when somebody made me, when I did Comedy Castle last year, a fan, he makes like metal baseball cards.
Yeah.
Made out of metal. So, yeah, it's cool.
What are your stats on the back? A big fat ass?
That, yeah.
he's got a thick dumper.
He's got a glorious dump hole.
That's all it says on the back is big fat ass.
Big fat. I don't really put Anne got me a custom phone case.
Who's on
her,
that?
Her on the back.
That's her. That's her and the boy.
Oh, shit, man. Okay. I got the same phone case.
Oh, she just giving those to everybody. Huh?
No, I think just the two people.
Yeah.
Mine is actually just it's just, my phone case is just your fat ass, Ryan. That's
my fat ass. I have a micro SD card that I got to do something with.
Wow.
It's kind of just it's a catch-all one right now. There's a lot of
Your handcuffs are in there, I believe.
USB Super Nintendo controller.
Okay.
Yeah, just lots of stuff.
Wow.
Do you use that controller to play games on your computer?
I originally got it to do so, but I bought a an emulation machine that runs off of something called Hyperspin.
What?
So it's basically a dedicated computer to run emulators and stuff, and I use a Xbox Series X controller for that.
What words are you saying right now?
Hyperspin sounds like whatever that, not hyperspeed, but something from Star Wars where you got to use hyperspin to do something. And nobody would.
Hyperspin is how Crip Daddy fucks.
Uh-huh. So it's done in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah,
real fast, real quick.
I have one of those hand exercising things. Does that make you jealous, Ryan?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Actually, Brent, that goes in between your legs.
Oh, yeah. I
A thigh master?
Kegels with this thing.
Oh, God.
I put this in there.
I put it right by my balls.
No,
my
it's balls. Actually, it's called the Taint Master brand. That's where it goes.
It's the Taint, yeah. It's the Gooch. It was just called the Gooch.
No, it's called
Tony Little sold it to me.
The Gooch Gripper.
The Gooch Grip.
The Grundalore.
The Tony Little. I bought an ab isolator from him back in the 90s. Oh, yeah.
Was that the little like plastic thing that you kind of like?
Yeah, you put it on your feet and your knees. I can't believe people actually bought that shit. It was the most simple thing ever.
Yeah, we had a lot of those type of things.
You can't go on a Goodwill without seeing that type of shit.
Oh, it's the best. So what are we talking about, Ryan? You went to one of these Dakotas, right?
The southernmost.
Okay, is that the shittier one or is that the better one?
I think it's a lateral move, really.
The only thing I know about the Dakotas is I was booked for an MMA event last year, and I got asked to do another gig, but I said no because this thing was a sure thing, and then the motherfucking promoter canceled it a week beforehand. I never got paid a dime, so that's all I know about Dakotas.
Yeah, and that was basically my experience. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, well, good for you. Are you serious?
No, not at all. I got paid. I'm very talented. No one canceled
one. You did a show in a barbershop.
Yeah, at Harry's. That was the second night.
What
Watertown.
A clever name for a barbershop. Wow.
Yeah, that place is awesome. They got a cool upstairs setup, and then the food there real good too. And they have like a barbershop that's like attached to it that was not running, or I probably would have got a haircut just for the novelty of it.
Let's go eat at the barbershop.
Yep. Brent, by the way, I was supposed to give you the info.
That guy hit me up before, then you know, things happened.
Fuck off.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, but you should do it, Brent. You'd like it. It's a bunch of hillbillies. I had a fun show at that one.
All over South Dakota.
Keeping it back.
Bye.
I went to see Rob Meanimiller, but I wanted to go see a Brent Terhune, but he wasn't even there.
Rent room. So it's the type of John. I don't know if you've done many of these towns because you haven't really done a whole lot of Midwest.
Ryan, I haven't
shit.
Done any fucking towns. Move on.
Yeah, fuck you. but it's a small enough town where pretty much everyone in that town knows everybody else.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me go. I'll do it. Tell them all.
So when there's an event, it can be really chatty because everyone fucking knows each other.
Oh, a bunch of broads. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and they're not necessarily doing it to be rude to you, but it's just like you are the entertainment at their party kind of thing. So they all know each other. So I had to get aggressive with a couple people who just were saying dumb. And like, it's the type of dumb heckling that doesn't fucking connect to anything. So like the two big instances. This guy I was really mean to, and I kind of apologized, but not really. I went too far and basically called him retarded. So I'm in the middle of doing the shit, talking about being a dad and all that, and I'm like I'm like halfway through that material, and then like I'm about to start like another joke about it, and the guy's like, are you gonna have another one?
What?
And I was just like, well, apparently we're talking about this fucking shit right now for no reason.
Yeah.
Are
you gonna have another one?
I don't know.
Are you gonna spread your seed one more time, Ryan?
I might. Who knows? If I do, it's gonna be a fucking accident because Owen is exhausting as shit.
Yeah.
but I still technically have the plumbing to do such.
Oh well.
Right, yeah. Do you think your count is higher now?
Probably. I had a live wire Mountain Dew this weekend, so I bet my sperm count's way up.
We'll talk about Mountain Dew here in a minute.
Oh well. Yeah, that's. I can't wait for this is one of the most anticipated cafeteria podcasts ever because we Brent joined an exclusive Facebook group. Not many people are even invited to or know it exists.
Can we let Ryan finish? Are you gonna have another child?
Yeah, no,
can
please.
I finish? Yeah.
Answer Ryan, now.
I would if you guys would let me finish. You never let me finish.
Can I finish?
Can I finish? And
that's
the only one that lets you finish around here is Ann.
Yeah, you can't. But no, she won't let me finish. She's the same way. I'm trying to finish, and she's like, I'm gonna talk about something else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to go teach.
Yeah. Oh, the garden needs tending.
Oh, Mr. Darcy.
Yeah. If any of you have met my lovely wife, that is exactly how she sounds. That is her exact voice.
Like if she were an animal, she'd be a goose, because that's how a cartoon goose talks. Is
oh heavens! I'm arriving.
She only drinks sweet tea, does producer Ann. That's it. It's...
I'm going to arrive.
I'm arrived.
Ryan, I need you to watch young Owen. I'm going to finish my book that is going to be published in the next few weeks.
Publish. And then the other guy I had to yell at, and this is a dude I knew he was going to be a problem before the show.
It's always the loudest guy in the lobby.
Yeah, because he kept like, so kind of like the quote unquote green room is kind of just like, it's just like in the back of the room type of thing. There's like a corner, and a couple people went and said hello, and they were very nice, and like, but this guy kept just like coming up trying to be funny, and then like when Lee, who is my buddy who booked the show, he was performing. He was the opener. Uh-huh. He's up there just doing his shit, and the guy's like going to the bathroom, and he's like, and this guy's like loudly talking to me, like, "Oh, you get yourself psyched up, you get yourself." I'm just like, dude, shut Jesus the fuck. Christ. It's like one of those kind of things.
We're going to Barnacles. Hey, we're going to Barnacles or Wolfies.
Oh god. And then like in the middle of I think I was like just finishing up my merch pitch, the guy just yelled, "Panties!"
Wow. Okay.
What color are they?
Wow,
he's asking you what color?
I guess. But then after the show, he made it seem like he wanted me to like guess the color of his wife's panties. Wow. But he was too drunk for that to have been clear, so it sounded like he was like,
yeah.
So it's like
it's even confusing when you say it to us.
Yeah, I took it that route, because this is also the type of town where like, you can really, really roast somebody by implying that they're a little gay. It's like that kind of dumbness. And I was like, you're all really concerned with my dick here. I tell you that much.
But seriously, though, tell us about your penis.
Dude, it is.
Well, when you got there. Done mentioning your rod, did you plug the Patreon? Because that's actually how we can get a lot more people to put food in our mouths, where you actually right show your root.
Yeah. My root. Who wants to see my root?
Ryan, I was on your Patreon, and you showed your root.
Oh, you've been showing your tallywhacker to the patron?
How dare you?
I've never been so besmirched. So the show was fun, though. Like, it was a good time. Like, but it's just like, there's certain shows where you just know ahead of time that you got to be ready for a fight. And like, they were generally fine. Like that, those two situations, like, we've all been heckled way worse than that. Mm-hmm. But like, you just always had to be ready. Cause like, if you're quiet for even a little bit, someone's going to be tempted to say something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I had a show Friday. I don't know if you guys have done this type of show where it was at a golf course that's in the middle of a rich neighborhood. So it's like their clubhouse.
Yes. I've done a couple of those. Yeah. Tom Sobel. Thanks for bringing him up. He used to book a couple of those.
Yeah. I did that one, but that I've done a couple since then. And it's a rich neighborhood where there's a guard shack at the entrance to the neighborhood. And then they all live in the neighborhood. So, you know that these rich people are getting as fucked up as possible.
Because they all drive their golf carts over.
Yeah, all they have to do is drive over there. Like, And it was one of those where they're, like you said, Ryan, guy that was talking to you before the show was the problem. And I just had to, he was sitting literally up front and just chiming in on everything. And I just ignored the guy. Because you can't give this guy any kind of steam, because he starts talking and then the rest of the people start talking and it's a big clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I actually, I have my corporate coming up in Vegas this Thursday. And apparently the room I'm in, there's going to be like 500 plus people, somewhere like over 500. And they said they're going to have me in the middle of the room. So it's basically like
in the round.
Yeah, in the round.
Nice.
In the round, in the buck. And picture.
In your round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So picture, like, you know, I guess a conference room. They're going to have me in the middle. So
picture already, this. Conference room, Las Vegas, 2024.
Sicily, 1914. I already have my opening joke. I'm going to say, you know, I've done a lot of shows over the course of my career, but I've never done one in the middle feeling like a rotisserie chicken. So let's have some fun. But yeah.
Hey, can I use that?
Please do. I didn't say it was good. I'm just saying it's an easy opener, Brent.
Fuck you. I'm going to do it on shows where I'm not in the middle of them and they're out. It's going to be like, oh, man, look, people all over the place. I'm like a rotisserie chicken in here.
And then you're going to slowly turn, but not. Not like turn on your, you're going to like move your feet a little bit.
Whoa. Hey, it's good to be here. I got to tell you.
Who is your show for, Johnny?
It's it's a, oh boy.
Rotisserers?
Yes, pretty much. No, it's
It's for Chester's Chicken.
It's for the chickens, actually, before it's their
I would do a chicken corporate. Are you kidding me? Like, Rhonda, if you want to put on a corporate event, I will gladly come perform at Rhonda's Coop.
Yeah, it's right before they go to their...
That's also how Rhonda talks.
Yeah. Producer Ann has already said, like, you know, we do have our, like, hall pass lists, you know? Mine, only Rhonda. And that's because Rhonda sounds exactly like Ann.
I'm going to fertilize those eggs. Oh!
Yeah. Because if you fuck a chicken, you get breakfast in the morning. Am I right, everybody? Woo!
There was a character.
Use that there joke, was a character Johnny. Kids in the Hall. And talk about fucking chickens.
Yeah. There was a great character Mark McKinney did on Kids in the Hall called the Chicken Lady. That was
I'm the Chicken
great.
Lady.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. No, it's a physical therapy related. It's a company that provides... electronic medical records to physical therapy companies. So instead of having to write shit, they provide the computer systems. Nothing exciting, but it's going to be a room full of physical therapy related people. So I got to do all my nerdy physical therapy shit. And my goal is I'm hoping there's other people in the room that are going to be in charge of other businesses who have other corporate things coming up. And I'm even getting business cards made because I was told at events like this, you got fucking dinosaurs who still want business cards. So I'm getting some of those made and I'm bringing them.
You got to work the room.
That's what I'm doing, Brent. I said, you heard the rotisserie chicken joke.
You can't, you should let somebody like me have that gig so then I could approach several people and ask them what's wrong with my back or whatever is ailing me that weekend.
Your feet.
That's true. Hey, Johnny, what's can wrong you tell with me my back? Is my back crooked?
My back, my pussy, and my crack.
Your mustache.
Now it's not so much my crack, but it is my pussy.
Yeah, my gash hurts.
Holy Christ! Anywho,
well, let's talk about.
Oh yeah, let's get into it because I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go. Let's talk about this.
Now, Brent, do you have the actual link to it?
Because
you were sending screenshots, but I did not actually.
It popped up on. Let me see if I can send it to you guys. It popped up on my Facebook. You know, you get suggested just groups. And a lot of I've joined just because they seem fun. But this one was called Mountain Dew Fan Club.
Man.
I sent you guys a link.
Already speaking my language a little bit. I've cut down on soda dramatically over the last couple of years as far as, like, really sugary caffeine ones.
And you do it in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh!
Oh, this poisoned!
Oh, the flavored syrup water!
Oh, this live wire is sure making me feel special!
I was up till 10:30 last night.
But I think so. Like, just first glance at the Mountain Dew Fan Club, and like, I like a lot of really dorky shit. So I'm not somebody to ever judge anyone. I love how seriously everyone takes this.
Not a joke. I don't want to make fun of people for whatever they like because this is. It's harmful a little bit when we'll talk about certain posts, but like people are just talking about Mountain Dew. I've never liked like the Cheetos fan page. I think we talked about it on this show. Like I would never like Lay's. I would never like the page Lay's. I don't care that much. You know?
Yeah, but I just love, because there's like, there's a genuineness to it. And like, I always try to find, because like, I'm into like action figures and pro wrestling. And it's hard to find people who like are genuine with it, but also like not like gatekeepers and weird. Like every scene has their gatekeepers things. But like, just seeing a post here from 3 for 14, time to try the new Berry Plum. And they're just like super excited about
yeah.
it. Like that, like there's something very wholesome about that.
They like, cause people are in here. I first joined and then I sent you guys these posts. And I think the first one I sent you, I don't know that it's a genuine real post, but here's the post that says, now I'll correct it for the bad grammar, because the original post said, "That's for the ad. My name Randy, and I'm addicted to Diet Mountain Dew. I drink anywhere from 1 to 5 2 liters a day." Mm-hmm. That's so many. So much.
I love Mountain Dew. Like, legit. I can't fathom one. Like,
now it is Diet Mountain Dew. It's not all the sugar. But
what kind of day are you having where you drink drinking even for something I love, and I love Mountain Dew. It, how do you like drink 5 2 liters? Like that's
for, yeah.
How do you find enough time to keep pouring glasses or just drink? Like just getting through it is a lot. That's a lot of liquid. If it was water, that would be difficult to do. That's a lot of liquid.
Now, okay. So I did the math, and by that I mean I went to Google. I said, "How much is 5 2 liters?" And that's converted to 2.6 gallons. Mountain Dew.
God, that's like a construction bucket.
I feel like that was some kind of mistake where, like, this guy just got his numbers wrong or something.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
I love the fact that he knows exactly how much he drinks, but doesn't know enough to check his message that says, "My name Randy."
Good God.
Now, somebody posted on here, KFC beverage bucket was sweet lightning. I don't know what I think. Have you guys seen this? It's at the top, posted 58 minutes ago. It looks like it's a bag of liquid that looks like a KFC bucket.
Okay. Wow. Damn.
I just don't like something this much.
I didn't know Mountain Dew had, I mean, this is like some, like Comic-Con type, like,
well, there's so many different flavors of Mountain Dew.
Since like, when? I didn't lot. Know that. I didn't know Mountain Dew was becoming Oreos. I didn't know that shit.
There's a bunch. I personally don't like many of the strange ones. Personally, like,
well,
I'll try them.
This is Purple Thunder, because I was sending you guys the posts. I saw it at Kroger. You could see that I've drank about 15% of this 20-ounce bottle. And it's not what, great.
Yeah, so
it tastes mostly purple.
Yeah, what's the taste? It's purple.
So I'm looking here. According to these messages, there's some like rare Mountain Dews out there that people are, they're trading. Like, okay, for example, I know people them. Like to, yeah, people like to trade and sell craft beer, because like craft beer can only be in certain areas. I get that. People are fucking, they're hawking Mountain Dew.
I go ahead here. Got my order from Name Retracted. Redacted. Another trusted seller I could go through. Will definitely be buying from you again. Highly recommended. And like, because I'm in a lot of video game groups.
And I'm in like, horror groups.
Yeah, you know, where there's like, you know, it's a vouch system.
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, I've had good recommendations. So the fact that there's like well-known, respected sellers of Mountain Dew products in these groups, like, I'm fascinated.
Buy from Randy. What, I just wouldn't... To buy food products from a stranger on the internet seems odd to me.
Dude, I'm looking. Yeah. There's Blue Shock flavor. There's Voltage flavor.
Yeah. This Purple Thunder with a blast of Berry Plum.
What?
Yeah, Livewire is the orange one that I love. That is my personal favorite of them.
I
sent you guys a picture.
And Johnny, just so you know, this has 73 grams of sugar.
Shut up. In the bottle.
In this bottle that I'm not going to finish.
Wait, what's the flavor? What do you got there? Purple Thunder?
Purple Thunder.
Okay. I see there's also Baja Fruit Punch.
Yeah. Baja Blast is generally the one that people really like. That's like a,
that's like the Taco Bell. Yeah.
Taco Bell. Again, this is just, it's so wholesome. I want to make fun of this more, but I'm just like so from this post from a couple hours ago, having Mountain Dew Dark Berry Bash tonight at my local Applebee's. One of my favorites for sure.
But what?
And everyone's just like, I love that one.
So love pure. It. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's just wow. Like, there isn't like, I'm sure there's gotta be some, like a toxic subsection of people in this, but like everyone just seems so nice. Oh,
here we go. I see a whole photo of flavors I've never heard of in my life. There's Mystic Punch, Frostbite, Voodoo is what it's called.
And Voodoo. I've had Voodoo because that's like the Halloween mystery like flavor. One.
Yeah.
And here's a can of here's a can of the Live Wire, Ryan, where there's oranges all over it.
Oh, it's so that one's very good.
I didn't know. Like, okay, where do you get this shit? Like, can you go into? Because I don't pay attention. Because as you know, I get water and beef sticks. When you go into like a gas station, are they loaded up with Mountain Dews like they are energy drinks or no?
It depends on the gas station. Like truck stops are usually pretty good at having some variety.
Yeah, they'll have a lot.
I was able to, I just stopped when I stopped for gas in South Dakota. That's where I found the Live Wire this weekend.
If you say South Dakota, you definitely drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that
you
is.
Say Peony, which was the style at the time.
Which was the I just mail call. Look at this beauty from 2012 Mountain Dew 65 year anniversary box. It's in really good condition. I want to start collecting more order cartons, like six packs with bottles. If anyone has any, shoot me a PM. I bet. So people are like collecting the like
drink.
Now there has been, I think I've gotten rid of them since. At least I hope I did. There was some video game theme stuff like a few years ago. Red Bull had like a Pac-Man promotion.
Yeah.
So I bought a couple of those cans. But like after a certain amount of time, that shit breaks down and just gets disgusting Red Bull all over your shit. Yeah. Like the can's going to break. So it's like this seems like a very difficult thing to collect mint, you know, like sealed, unopened.
It's the only drink I've ever collected. I have a couple bottles of the Roddy Piper They Live bubblegum soda. I have a couple bottles of that. That's it.
Okay.
It reminds me, remember when like the Star Wars prequels came out and they had like, was that a real burp?
Guess it.
Yeah, it's I told Ryan before we recorded tonight, it's coming out of both ends with the gas right now.
What is going on over there? Do you have a lot of quinoa?
No, not a lot of quinoa, just, you know, it's, Brent, you're eventually going to become a 40-year-old man, hopefully, and, there's certain times.
I'm 34, but I'm there at 40.
Eventually, sometimes your stomach, my stomach's been a little weird over the past 4 or 5 days, so it's, I'm working it out, you know what I mean? Trying to cleanse it.
Before I was interrupted, reminds me when the Star Wars prequels came out, and they had the different characters on the Pepsi cans. And then people would collect those, like that type of stuff. And I sent you guys the text because I was going to make a video about this, and I still will. But I was at a Taco Bell on the way home from Cleveland, and I look in what a lot of my stories start with. I was in a Taco Bell drive-through, and I look in the window, and they have a printed out American flag 8.5 by 11 paper. And it has a thin Baja blue line through the flag, and it says Taco Bell employees. Like they have their own flag.
Which, well, you got to back the Baja blue.
I do back the Baja blue. That's one of the few blues I back.
Well, yeah. not to get too political on this, but isn't it like statistically it's more dangerous to be a pizza delivery driver than a cop as far as like the chance that you're going to die. I thought it was like a parody of that, you know, like
I just like, never seen a pizza delivery guy turn off his body cam. So
Ryan,
another pizza delivery guy. Can we just talk off the cam? Can you turn that off?
Let me talk over here, Brian.
But Ryan, it may be more dangerous to be a pizza delivery guy, but also you're more likely to get fucked when you have your penis through the pizza box. So
that is true. Because they do call me Ryan BigSausagePizza.com Knee Miller.
That's right.
Did you get sponsored by BigSausage.com? And that's why you
crypto. Have you ever seen that genre of porn, Brent?
What?
So like I think it's part of the greater Brazzers network.
Okay.
The Brazzers Cinematic Universe, the VCU. so the premise, because you know, like a lot of those shows, like it's just an excuse to fuck. That's what porn is.
But the
premise of this one is literally like it's not just the pizza guy getting fucked, but it's a pizza guy who shows up and cuts a hole in the bottom of the box and sticks his dick through. So when they open the pizza, and then he gets a marinara blowjob through it. And then she gets a UTI because I'm sure he doesn't clean that thoroughly enough before they are hanging and banging.
And half the time, they don't even check to see if it's pork or not. You know what I mean? Some people can't have that kind of sausage.
Am I right? Yeah, not on Friday.
And I also like how, you know, she'd open the pizza while it was still held on his lap.
Yeah, just like right there. He's like sitting on the couch. Like, have you ever invited, like...
No, I don't want anybody in my house.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, not Johnny, maybe not you, because I'm sure you only eat gluten-free water pizza.
I don't eat it. Fuck you.
But Brent and I probably order a lot of pizzas. Not once have I ever been like, hey, while I'm trying to find my money, do you want to come sit on my couch for a little bit?
Yeah, hey, come on in, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you ordered a pizza with all veggies, but check this one out. See if it's okay
check
for
this
you.
Ah, cucumber.
On this Mountain Dew group, too.
I didn't want eggplant on my pizza.
Oh, there's a Faygo. There's a Faygo that's made its way into one of these.
Yeah, I want to read the comments of the Faygo post to see if they're like, get out of here.
I miss Faygo. Rock and Rye is my fave.
Rock and Rye sounds like it was cheaper to rock and rye.
Rock and rye. They wanted to rye roll.
It's cheaper to buy than going rock.
Yeah, but I would try this Faygo. It says Faygo, it's firework. It looks like it's bomb pop flavored.
Oh, shit.
Bomb pops are dope. I don't do a lot of popsicles at this point in my life, but I like myself a good bomb pop.
Do you guys know what the circle water bottle is?
No.
It's got a it's a water bottle, but you buy these flavor things. Mm-hmm. And so it's when you put regular water in the bottle, but then you drink it and it passes through the flavor thing, and that's how you get flavor. Okay. This guy says, take a circle flavored water bottle, put regular Mountain Dew, and use the blueberry grape flavor. So he's flavoring his Mountain Dew.
God, he's making his Mountain Dew even stronger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some of these are so fucking holes. The one right below that. Great day for an ice cold 24-ounce Dew. And it's just a picture of a regular ass bottle. 14 likes and one share.
Who's sharing that?
Like, I have jokes that do worse numbers than that.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have so many. Well, you, it makes sense. I'm very good though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, people. I want to see the person who loved it. One person loved it. 13 likes and one loved. Shout out to you, Felito Armenta.
Just the fact that there are
positivity we want.
So many people on this Mountain Dew page, which is 144,000 strong, I believe, that are just they admit they drink more Mountain Dew on a daily basis than water. Like, holy Christ! So many of these people are dying early. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, there was this post I sent you guys.
Quit judging everyone.
Oh, I'll judge.
From Brad.
You're gonna boof a dew and you'll thank me later.
He said, how many Mountain Dews y'all drinking a day? I need to feel better about myself. I'm at 5 bottles, 0 liquid intake other than my dew.
How the fuck do you function? Damn. Like, how are you not constantly getting muscle cramps and fucking blood clots? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. What is it about Mountain Dew products that attracts people? Is it the caffeine, the thick syrupy mouthfeel, the toxic looking colors? I enjoy a nice ice-cold Coca-Cola in a can.
Coca-Cola.
I'm not shaming anybody for drinking soda. Just curious why Mountain Dew has such a dedicated fan base. 164 comments in the last 9 hours on this.
Now, this guy...
It's that iconic taste.
This ain't no T-Drive, I'll tell you that.
This guy posted, he said, the leaves not allowed, interested in everyone's Dew combinations, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. So he posted a picture of Mountain Dew thrashed apple, a bottle of caramel syrup, like you would put on ice cream, and then a little airplane bottle of peanut butter whiskey. Like, just like, that's the kind of shit I would make as a kid. Is when you mix, you're going to die over there. Sounds like you've been sipping on Dew over there.
Sorry, guys.
God. How many Dews are you up to, Johnny, a day?
It's just, I got three Dews, four Coca-Cola, and a half cup.
I enjoy a nice ice cold Coca-Cola in a can.
Yeah, I got to take my meds with a half cup of water, though.
Yeah,
diabetes meds.
I do have a 12-pack of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar chilling in my fridge right now. Maybe I should post it and be like, hey, a long-time listener, first-time commenter.
Comment on the, like, just post the photo and just comment with, getting hard off of this.
Yeah.
I was going to say, take just your underwear, take a picture of you with the Mountain Dew in front of your bed and say, about to fuck this dude.
About to make a second baby.
This may be a live wire, but it's about to turn into a cream soda.
I think you have to be careful, because like, you don't want them to you don't want them to think you're making fun of them. But I wonder if you're gonna be like, hey, like I think this might sound weird, but like, I figure if anyone else would understand this, like, do you guys ever drink a Mountain Dew and then get like a boner? like, is that just like, I don't know what it is about, because I other sodas do not get me erect at all, but this like a nice, and it's any of the flavors, Voodoo, you know, the Baja Blast makes me want a Baja Blast. Am I right?
Guys, this guy said, he posted, am I the only one that puts regular Mountain Dew in my pickle juice and mix it up?
Jesus,
yeah.
Christ.
Yes, you are.
Wow. Do you ever just drink a Mountain Dew and then afterwards it just makes you feel funny? Anyone? No?
I'm going to arrive.
I've arrived at the mountaintop.
Well, bro, we've arrived at the end of the episode.
Nah, I got one more I want to read to this guy, man. This looks like a local ruffian, too. Bro, I just got a Mountain Dew Polar Pop from CK. I took one fucking sip, and then it flew out of my cup holder and went all over my car. I'm not even mad about my car. I'm more mad that I didn't get my morning Polar Pop. All one sentence, no periods in there.
Fucking Polar Pop. All right. We got a couple comments from last week's episode. Lil Jesse says, oh, Brentito Bambino was so cute. Let's see. Jason the Mondo Magpie says, this whole episode, I was waiting for Johnny to quote basketball, saying, God damn it, man. I swear if you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here. Rhonda says, motherflucker flaunting his goddamn Chick-fil-A cup all goddamn episode. You need to keep that shit out of my sight. I work too goddamn hard to log on to this Patreon and see this bullshit. Sorry, Rhonda. I apologize. I did eat some of you. And then Casey Venema with the longest message ever, just saying, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Great job, everybody. Ryan, put your ass over.
Nah, I'm going to put the patrons over first.
Oh, do the patrons. All right.
Patreon.com/cafeteriapod. Please join for as little as $5 a month. You get a bonus episode. We put all kinds of Nightcom exclusive content for you. maybe I'll do that Boxers Only Mountain Dew photo for all you. Who's about to fuck this dude? And then also, we don't mention this enough, but maybe it will help us get a few more people. If you haven't written a review or given a rating or anything.
A positive one.
Yeah, positive. Don't keep your negativity yourself. who is still listening almost 200 episodes in, and it's like, I'm giving those motherfuckers 1.5 stars.
It's about time I let them know how I feel, because they were talking shit about my dew.
About my dew. Man, oh, my polar pop all over my car. They're making fun of me.
Polar pop.
So yeah, leave us a nice review and rate us, please. That it allegedly helps. Who knows how any algorithm works on anything, but apparently it helps. And then if you want to be a patron, you can be like the wonderful people I'm about to list right now. We got Mikey, 3D, Risk Inverse, Lil Jesse, The Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Katsini, Misty Young, Kermit Paddock, Christina Downey. Oh.
Wow, wow, wow.
Brains. Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema.
Get in this corner.
Craig Monroe, Nicole, Just Use, TC Libby, Prafra, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, the Cafeteria Tag Team Champions, Jason the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike Mad River Madman Hawk, Broadman Devonshire, Other Lady, Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. Dub Boss, Parker Zaffy, JR, and Throbbin, Thrashin' Apple, Robin Fisher. Leave me hanging there, Johnny.
I enjoyed hearing your gulping.
I know you do, buddy.
Yep, I do. All right, Ryan. Now? Yeah, please.
Cripple Threat 8 on all the things. CrippleThreat.com. I'll be, last week I was in South Dakota. Coming up, I'll be at some places.
Not too bad, actually. March 14th through 16th at St. Charles Funny Bone in St. Charles, Missouri. March 28th with your boy, Brent Terhune.
He's going to
be opening for me. Opening them sweet cheeks for me at Purdue Fort Wayne University.
I thought we were co-headlining. I don't open. We're co-headlining.
We're going to co-headline, but you're doing like 10 minutes and I'm doing like an hour.
That's cool, ma'am.
Dayton Funny Bone, April 12th and 13th, April 20th. 420 baby doing a show with Bobcat Goldthwait and Doug Benson at the Bear River Casino Resort in Loleta, California. Speaking of theater in the round, I actually am doing a show in the round as well. March 4th at the Wax Center for the Arts in Warsaw, Indiana. Then May 30th through June 1st, Looney Bin Comedy Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, June 22nd. More dates getting added here soon. CrippleThreat.com. USOBs.
Boom. Brinsky.
My website is CrippleThreat.com.
Why'd he mute himself?
Did he?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened, Brent? Did you get excited with your polar pop?
I think it busted all over the place. I didn't even get one fucking sip.
I muted him because he's being a fucking liar. He ain't CrippleThreat.com. I'm CrippleThreat.com.
Oh, yeah, BrentComedy.com. This week I'll be at Gilda's Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm doing a lot of I think I'm doing 12 sets total, and 11 of them are I'm on the family-friendly shows. So come in. But then one show is Anything Goes, so I'll get to say F and C and A and S.
Live Wire, Puddin' Pop.
And then I got some other stuff coming up.
I don't know why that tickled me so much, Brett. I usually don't find you humorous at all, but
that's true.
That was nice.
And then they're coming to get you horror movie podcast. This new season, we're doing remakes. We just talked about the Halloween 2007 remake, and we just covered Nightmare on Elm Street 2010.
Okay. Fuck it.
Still the same old G, but I've been low key.
My special, it's almost at 70,000. Let's help it get there. And March 29th, I'll be doing some MMA up in Sacramento, stand up wise. You know, working on it someday, maybe not. Fuck it. And as always,
do the do, you fat. Bucks.
Coca-Cola.